lovers, countrymen, lend me your ears and your throats.
Yes.
Your throat chakras.
Especially your throats, because this, friends, is the fifth wheel. The fifth wheel, we are talking about our expression, our throat chakra. We are here today, live from Beverly Hills.
Yes, we're sitting in the cutest little conference room above Beverly Drive.
We're all dressed up, because why not?
Because it's more fun that way. And we're having the cutest little coffees with all sorts of delicious antioxidants in them.
Oh, we're just living every possible dream, because that's how we wanted to express ourselves today.
That's right. They said, do you want this boost and that boost? And we said, yes.
All the boosts.
All the boosts.
Sometimes you need a boost.
Sometimes you need a boost.
So friends, we hope this podcast is a boost for you today. If you are new to the Create Podcast, we never introduce ourselves, so allow us to do so. I think we've done like 70 podcasts and maybe never introduced ourselves. So here we go. I'm Natalie Roy. I'm an actress, author, coach, human being. Mess, all the things. And my compadre, best friend, wife here is the lovely Kristen Hange.
Hi.
Director, producer, writer, extraordinary dresser, and beautiful goddess. So that's who we are.
That is who we are.
And we are here to talk to you about all things creativity, spirituality, holistic tools for artists. What we mean by that is that everyone listening is an artist. Everyone in your life is an artist. Yes, even your parents and grandparents and all of the people who you think know nothing about art are amazing, phenomenal artists. We all have creativity inside of us. It is our birthright. And we are here to talk you through our experience of how we can live the most creative life with the most ease, the most fun, the most joy, the most playfulness that we can possibly muster, because life is for joy.
Life is for joy. And you know, I think people don't even realize that not only everything that they say is a creative act, but every thought they think is a creative act. So we are constantly being creative, and that feminine part of our energy is the part of us that is constantly creating. It can't be in a place of void. So every moment we are making something, we are creating worlds, and we rarely realize where our energy is lying in creation.
Yes.
So we don't even realize we are so powerful, and at this very moment, we are creating our lives.
Absolutely. And Dr. Joe Dispenza, who we love, who does a lot of really cool work with manifestation.
I love some manifestation. Manifestation.
Is that my Canadian accent showing? I have no idea.
I don't know, but I'm going to use that word 3 times today.
It's our new favorite word. Manifestation. You know when you say a word wrong and then you can't remember the right way? See, I just made a world there.
You did. Look at the act of creation.
The act of creation
occurred.
So I just created a new word, and now all of a sudden the old world, word actually feels like it doesn't exist in my paradigm anymore.
Yes.
So that is what happens every time we create. Yeah. Dr. Joe does a lot of work with quantum physics and creating and how the observer changes what is being observed. And he says that our thoughts and our actions and our feelings are always working together to create every moment of our existence. And so we can oftentimes say, why am I not creating what I want? Because I'm saying the affirmations. I'm saying every day, this is what I want. I'm putting it out there. But then perhaps you are not aligning your thoughts and your feelings with that same attitude. So for example, maybe you are trying to manifest more money in your bank account, and you are saying all the money affirmations, you are saying how much money you have and how great of a relationship you have with money. But if then you get a bill in the mail and your heart drops and you start to feel, I can't afford that, then you are no longer in a cohesive relationship with manifesting that reality, because you're kind of giving mixed messages to yourself. So what we want to do is really use our words, but we want to make sure that our words are in alignment with our thoughts and our feelings, because otherwise we are just kind of running in a hamster wheel of old habits and then getting upset and then creating the story of victimization, no matter what I do, nothing ever changes. And then those words will create that world.
Well, it's interesting to think about the fact that we are creative with our thoughts. And if we imagine that our thoughts can become habitual when we go on autopilot. So when we go on autopilot with our thoughts, we just start thinking the thoughts that have been passed down to us, as opposed to being deliberate with our thoughts. It makes me think of breakfast. When you get into a habit with your breakfast, and so you're just eating the same thing every morning, and what if you were raised in a family where you were told that the full English breakfast was what was going to keep you strong and healthy, and you're like, oh, actually having potatoes and sausages every day is making me fat, but I don't want to be fat. Mm-hmm. But you don't have the information that you can change your habits around your breakfast and have a different result.
Mm.
So the same thing is applicable when it comes to our thoughts, is we rarely scan our thoughts to see if our thoughts are in alignment with what the world we want to be building. And, you know, I've heard so many people talk about, like, for me, affirmations don't work, that kind of thing. But affirmations are like, let me just retrain my brain to get into new habits of thinking so that when I am in that moment of reaction, I can pause and choose what thought I want to think. It's like being with a loved one and being in a heated situation and something triggers you, the ability to have the space to say, oh, I can be deliberate about this reaction I want to have, because I actually know what I want to have come out of this situation.
You know what I love to think about? I love how when we talk about anatomy, mm-hmm. we talk about how things that are on the extremity can move faster than the things that are closer to our core. So for example, I can move my fingers really quite quickly. Mm-hmm. I can move my shoulder less quickly than my fingers because it's closer to my core. I can move my core much less quicker than I can move my fingers, right? So it's like the further we go out, the faster we can move. So what that makes me think about is our thoughts are really kind of closer to us than our words are. Our words are something that's more in the outer. It's mm-hmm. it's more gross than mm-hmm. subtle, and our thoughts are more subtle. So that's why it's a really good place to start with your words. Because what will happen is your thoughts, actions, feelings, words are all in alignment with a certain paradigm, and that paradigm is reflected by your outer reality. Mm-hmm. So many of us say, okay, the game is I want to change my outer reality. Well, the way that you can make that change fastest is always going to be with your speech, with your expression, with your words. And here's how it's going to start working. Everything is in alignment with the old paradigm. And then you decide, I'm going to take on these new words, these new affirmations, this new way of speaking out into the world, this new way of expressing myself. So immediately we all think, well, if I do this spiritual practice, my life is going to immediately change for the better. But here's what happens. We create like a disharmony in our system because we're saying one thing, but all of our habits and actions are still supporting something else. So we're creating this sense of incongruence between who we were and who we're attempting to live into. Much of the time when that happens, we feel a discord inside. We feel like it's not working. We feel like there's too much evidence still supporting the old way of being. So the words will inevitably go into, well, this isn't working. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a victim. Well, you know, what's the point? And so then the words will collapse back into the old system. But what we have to know is when you feel that sense of discord, disharmony, good, something's moving. And then the next step, once you've started really using your speech in a different way and expressing yourself in a different way, is now to have something psychology calls cognitive resonance, where what you say becomes what happens, and what you say becomes what you want to see. Yeah. So you're using your words to say exactly what you want to have happen and not what you do not want to have happen. Much of the time we use our words to say, well, I want more money, but I don't know how that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, I have money, I can afford it, I am choosing words that are in alignment with what I actually want to have happen. So as we start taking a stand for that cognitive resonance, what will happen slowly over time. And I do mean slowly over time, because your habits are a pattern. And patterns, in order to change, you have to create a new pattern.
That's
so
right.
Over time, as you create this new pattern, then you'll find that these old paradigms start to shift, and there will be more things in alignment with the new side of the street than the old side of the street. And that is when your words become your wand. And then you really have the power, as the Yoga Sutras say, the power of manifestation is that when you have complete congruence with what you say and what happens, that is when you can manifest anything. You can say, I am a millionaire, and $1 million will show up. But if you say, Kristen, I'm going to meet you at 10 a.m., and I show up at 10:05, then I have just cut my power of manifestation, because I said 10 o'clock, and my actions were 10:05. It was not in alignment. So then when I say I want $1 million, it's also not yet in alignment, because I haven't cultivated that power in myself. So what we want to say is, everyone puts a lot of emphasis on what you think and what you feel, and absolutely we agree, but your words are the gateway to the fastest change. If you first start with the words and then allow your thoughts and actions to catch up.
Yes. And there is a way to jumpstart this game of your words. I think something can happen when we start to get tight around it and feel like it's something we got to get right or do right. And then it becomes something that we can shame ourselves about, which actually becomes so self-defeating.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get into this relationship with all of this, that it's this big, fun, silly game we're playing. It's ridiculous. Here we are in these human bodies, and we're interacting in the world, and the most powerful energy in all of the world is love. It's joy. And there's this Abraham Hicks quote, I believe I sent to you yesterday.
Oh, I believe you did. And it was juicy.
It was so juicy. I read it and I was like, what? This is everything.
What?
It says, you are joy looking for a way to express. It's not just that your purpose is joy. It's that you are joy. You are love and joy and freedom and clarity expressing. Energy, frolicking and eager. That's who you are. And so, if you're always reaching for alignment with that, you're always on your path. And your path will take you into all kinds of places. We will not deny that you will not discover miracles and create benefits and be involved in creation, and that you will not uplift humanity. We will not say that you will not find satisfaction in so many things that you create, but we can't get away from the acknowledgement that you are pure positive energy that translates into the human emotion of joy. So if we want our words to come from this place of who we are, starting in the feeling tone of joy, of love, which itself is a magnet and is so powerful that that's what changes frequency, right? There's a vibration going on. So if we can take our words and anchor them from the feeling place of joy, it does so much of the work for us from the very beginning. Getting ourselves in that beautiful feeling tone of, I am here in life for this game of getting to know myself through cause and effect, through playing with matter, through being in a relationship. All of these things cause me to get to know myself and know my divinity and know what it's like to play in the world. So I think that when we start this entire conversation from a place of, I want to play because I'm a child who loves to play and create, and then use that frequency as we go through the world, our words get infused with that vibration.
Mm.
And so then those words take on an extra power in life.
Right. And I think often it's so fascinating that we walk around trying to feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like you could go up to someone on the street and say, how are you? And someone will say, I'm okay. or I'm fine, or I'm not bad. And it's like, there's no activation in any of that. What if the next time someone asked you how you were, you tried on some of these ones for size? Kristen, just ask me how I am.
Hey, Natalie, how are you?
I'm rapturous.
Oh!
Let's try another one.
Hey, Natalie, how are you?
I'm extraordinarily juicy.
Oh! Hey, Natalie, how are you doing?
You know, today is the best day of my life.
Oh!
Now, here's the thing. Is today the best day of my life? Who the hell knows? Do I feel rapturous? I don't know. But when I say it, something happens that makes me giggle, that makes my body laugh at myself, that makes me kind of in on the cosmic joke of being a human being.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, there's a higher vibration. And so can we be brave enough to be silly and to say what we again, want to see, can we say what we want to feel? If you wake up in the morning and you feel not bad, but your preference would be to feel complete joy and excitement, then when someone asks you how you're doing, say what you wish the case was. I feel absolutely phenomenal today. You do? Sure. Why not? Because if my words are going to create the world that I live in, then why am I choosing so small for myself? And that is when we talk about the throat chakra, we talk about the shadow, which is lies. We lie to ourselves. And the biggest lie we tell ourselves is that we are small and not enough and ordinary and not special and not unique. And when we are living from the place of thinking that we are not enough, then we cannot possibly create things in the world that are magnificent and life-changing. And that's why we're here. Yeah. And we are all here to do that. There are not some special few that are here to do that. We are all given the same box of crayons when we come onto this earth. And some people choose to use many colors, and some of us don't really understand that that's available to us. So part of dismantling the energy of this chakra is saying, where am I lying to myself to keep myself small, comfortable, safe? Because I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
I can expand myself. In the throat chakra, we start moving into the upper chakras. The upper three chakras are all about ether, sound, the energy, cosmic consciousness. We're moving into these higher, lighter vibrations and frequencies. We have more capacity. We can do more than we think we can. We can be shown what we've never known to be possible if we're willing to express ourselves the way we want to see the world, and if we are willing to listen.
Yes.
And to get still and quiet enough to listen with a beginner's mind to what we don't know yet, what could delight us, what could surprise us, so we're not always anticipating disaster, but we are expecting the miraculous, we are expecting the magnificent, we are moving forward with positive expectancy so that we can always be delighted about what's around the corner that we couldn't have even anticipated.
Oh, that's so good. And as we talk about expression too, I think there's something about giving ourselves permission to express ourselves imperfectly.
Yes.
And to express ourselves no matter what our truth is and if we don't think it's perfect, right? So if we're like, I want to say that I feel juicy and I feel delicious, but honestly, I feel tired and I feel burnt out. Awesome, beautiful. Expressing all of it leads us somewhere. And often it's like we have to like let out some of the steam out of the jar. And then from that place of, I feel burnt out, I feel tired, I also notice somewhere in my body that I do feel energy and I do feel optimistic. And
I do feel better for having admitted instead of resisted whatever I was feeling.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And that often from this place of imperfection and also mistakes, like you can create beautiful things out of mistakes, like just the world word manifestation.
Yeah.
What was it?
my new word.
Yeah.
Manifestation. Well, you have to listen
back. But then out of mistakes, out of like being a little childlike, is where sometimes we get some of the most juice. And we know this from the act of writing on the page. Sometimes when you write a sentence just to make yourself laugh, it unlocks a whole scene for you. Or sometimes playing around on set and trying something that was an improvisation actually opens up the whole scene. So being willing to not get it right in the process of expression actually can allow us to get it right.
We were just talking about this the other day because I was at this reading for this gorgeous production that you're working on. And when it was like one of the very early readings, you had asked me to come and read one of the characters. And you had said, and this character has a German accent. And I was like, I was just starting to get to know you and I so didn't want to disappoint you. And you were so fancy. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was listening to German tapes. Oh! I was like watching YouTube videos of how to sound like a German person. And like, honestly, friends, I'm not even just like not believing in myself. It was bad. It was real bad. And so I remember showing up the day of the reading and being like, Kristen, I got nothing, but I can do Russian. So I'm just going to do Russian. And you were like, live your dreams, do what you want to do. And then when we're sitting watching the most recent production, the character's Russian.
Well, when Natalie did that Russian accent, the writer and I looked at each other and was like, it's like the character's been Russian the whole time and we didn't even realize it. And we're like, thank God. So sometimes what we think is our limitation is actually benefiting the whole.
Right.
And if we can be courageous enough to be wherever we're at in our expression, like Glennon Doyle, you and I were talking about, her whole success as an author has been because she's been unafraid to say the truth out loud, even if it's not perfect.
Right.
Even if it's messy.
Right. Right. It's so important to be able to know that the truth isn't pretty and tied up in a bow. Mm-hmm. The truth is often very messy, very ugly, very dirty, very unsure of how it wants to express. And sometimes the biggest gift we can give anyone is looking them in the eye and say, I want to do this better than I know how to do. I'm going to say this imperfectly. Bear with me and let's figure this out together. If you enter a conversation from that place, it will disarm almost anyone.
That's
right. As opposed to always coming from the place of, I got this, I know exactly what I'm doing. I often think that we will have half conversations with people. So it would look like this. If Kristen and I were going to have a conversation, maybe in my head, I go through this whole monologue. I really want her to understand what I'm saying. I really want her to know that I love her so much. And this is all coming from a place of wanting the best for whatever this conversation is. And you know, all these things. I have that conversation in my head. And then I would go to Kristen and say, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want. Here's how I want it. And then she has missed the whole other part of the conversation that I had in my head, which is, here's why I want this, here's the motivation, here's what I'm scared to say out loud, here's the insecurity I have about having this conversation, when really, if I was brave enough to have the whole conversation, how much easier is it going to be for her or anyone to hear us if they're getting the whole conversation and not just the polished, perfected request version of what we want?
Yes, and we do that often in our romantic partnerships. You know, we have all of that love, but then sometimes we get into this mindset of like, I'm being taken advantage of. I gotta be strong. I gotta not let someone walk all over me. And I often think when we get into that place of defensiveness, we've actually cut ourselves off from our power, which is the place of love and oneness, the place that we're all connected.
Because defensiveness always feels like I'm defending the truth, but defensiveness is I'm defending my right to my opinion and my side of the conversation, not the larger truth that could exist between the two of us.
Right. Like, it's almost like defending our separateness as opposed to being an advocate for our wholeness. You know, I think of it too, that kind of defensive talk or that talk that's like, rah, 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 you know, I see artists do it with themselves.
Yes.
And their own creativity. I see writers do it and, oh, I'm so mad at myself. I didn't write all week. And this kind of like harshness that mimics a way a parent might talk to their child.
Yeah.
And on Rob Bell's podcast this week, he was talking about our children are here, number one, for our enjoyment. And my brain always wants to make the link to then to our art.
Yes.
Our art is here for our enjoyment. Our creativity is here for our enjoyment.
Our bodies are here for our enjoyment.
And our expression is here for our enjoyment. So this place of the throat chakra is my expression bringing me joy? Because it's come here to be a gift for me to elevate my entire life. Mm. So is the way that I'm expressing myself bringing me closer to that joy energy that is the root of who I am? And I do think when it comes to expression, it's about holding one in each hand, which is a topic you and I talk about a lot, holding the place that we are magnificent and divine and powerful and can create worlds and are capable of everything, and that we're human and messy and imperfect and we're going to get it wrong and we're going to be an I don't know. And can we hold both of those with a certain lightness, right? And even inside of all of that, and also hold our darkness.
Yeah.
And hold our darkness like the child that just wants to be loved and appreciated.
Yeah. I often think of my teacher, Christy, who always said, what follows I am follows you. So when you say, I am wrong, I am bad, I am too much, I am depressed, I am not worthy, then that I am will follow you. Mm. That I am not worthy will follow you. That will become your story. And so the biggest gift we can tell ourselves, give ourselves, express through ourselves is not, I am perfect. It is, I am beautiful in my mess. Mm. I am allowed to have space to figure it out. Mm. I am in a state of growing and evolving, and it's allowed to look all different ways without my judgment. I am in love with the process that I am. I am thankful that I don't know it all. I am honored to be on this journey with myself imperfectly. And when we start expressing from that place, then the idea of right speech and wrong speech and right manifestation and not manifesting, the space of the parts I like about myself, the parts I don't like about myself, are completely abolished. Because all that is left is acceptance and surrender. And then when we live from a place of unity of all parts of us, and yoga, the word yoga means to yoke or to unite, then as you were saying before, and the defense is always about defending our separateness, now there's nothing to defend because there's only wholeness, there's only oneness, there's only I am, and nothing needs to follow the rest.
Oh, could we just make sounds just for a while? Sounds. I want to express.
Wherever you are listening, just let go of sound. Look up the Jason Mraz song that says everything is sound. It's a good time. We are here. We are vibrational beings. Make a sound. Express. If something resonates with you, give it an amen. If you don't like something, throw it away. Ugh, don't need it, don't want it. Feel free to use your voice because it is yours. And you are the mouthpiece of spirit on this planet. Use it in integrity with what you believe and what feels in alignment with who you are.
And on this note about expression, I think often we get into a place where we aren't listening to what inside of us wants to be expressed. And you and I have been talking about this kind of wheel metaphor, like how to go in to move farther. And you and I have been having a conversation about listening to what's going on inside. And I think that we can start to get curious, like as we make those sounds out loud or as we throwing something away, is just right before the moment we express, what in me wants to be expressed in a new way? What is here fresh inside? waiting to be discovered, as if we have a treasure box inside ourselves that's always giving us new information, so that we're not on that autopilot of habits of I'm just expressing the way my mother would have, or the way that my father taught me how to, or the way that my school taught me to, or my religion. What if there is this treasure inside of me that wants this brand new expression? Last night I saw my little brother, who is very into health and wellness, and he was telling me that a practice he likes to do around eating is he'll touch the food and say, is this what I want to eat right now? Like, so that he can connect to that inner intuition. And we started talking about Kelly Turner's book, Radical Remission, when she talks about the factors that people used when healing their cancer. And one of the first ones was intuition about what their body needed. So there is this wealth of infinite wisdom inside waiting to be expressed. If we do the deep dive in to say, what wants to be expressed right now? And so often when I think we feel like we aren't being expressed out in the world, it's really because we haven't done the inner investigation about what is new and fresh right here now in this moment that I've never said out loud before, because I've never asked the question. I've never gone inside, because there's a new broadcast happening all the time that wants to come out now. It's like rehearsing for a scene. When you're working with a great actor, what is coming out of them every time is never the same impulse. It is new every time. It's like what they say about your partner, right? The person that you wake up next to isn't the same person that went to bed last night. They're brand new, and there's so much there to investigate. And often I think we forget to do self-inquiry about this piece of wisdom that is always fresh and always here with brand new information. So if we're living our life like we did it yesterday without checking in, we're missing all the new things about how to live our life today.
Right. So the question that we have for you when we talk about the fifth chakra is, can you get silent enough? Can you get still enough? Can you carve out space for real listening enough? And notice when you get quiet with yourself, do you want to abandon yourself to go back outside of yourself and ask, what time is it? How long has this been? I wonder if I need to check my email. Is something else going on? It is work to stay in and not abandon yourself. But if you are having an experience where you do not feel heard in the world, you feel like the world is not listening to your expression, to what you have to say, then the calling is not to speak louder. The calling is to get quieter. The calling is to listen to what you are not hearing that is communicating to you. And once you begin to really tap into that roar inside, we believe that you can speak in a whisper and the whole world will silently listen. So we ask you this week to take this time to listen, to tune in, to see what is new inside of you. Your dream, your inner muse is communicating to you, and it has really exciting stuff to share. And how exciting to get curious, to listen and see what wants to be expressed, so that your words can become your wand for the magic that you are here to create.
It's like we have the most wonderful partner living inside of us, and we never take the time to really court and romance that person. And often I feel like when people feel that there's something missing in their life, what they're really missing is connection with that part of them. There's this great Shel Silverstein poem, and it's called The Voice. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long. I feel this is right for me. I know that this is wrong. No teacher, preacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide what's right for you. Just listen to the voice that speaks inside.
I love that. There's no teacher, there's no parent, there's no podcast that has the answer for you. You have the answer. And so if you hear something in a book or a podcast or a teacher or a friend that sparks something in you, that is the point of entry, not the answer to the question.
Woo! High five on that one, Miss Roy.
That is the point where you say, ooh, that's a clue to go in. Mm-hmm. So when I get still and quiet, oh, that thing that Kristen said really sparked curiosity or knowing, or it resonated in my body. Ooh, okay, let me go in now and ask, how is that the tip of the iceberg for what I'm here to discover today?
That's right.
So have fun exploring the beautiful, incredible amount of information you have inside of yourself. Have fun creating magic in the world, expressing yourself, being an I am presence that is supportive of what you actually want and care about. Have fun exploring the world with your voice and your expression and your unique capacity for love.
There is a wholeness inside of you that wants to be in communication with you. So that if we can settle down and get out of the communication with the inner critic or the inner victim and have the communication with that wise teacher inside of us who's here to guide us and direct us, we'll watch our entire lives transform. And instead of being outwardly focused on what is coming in, when we get inwardly focused, we are never without.
Yeah, it's like we always want to focus on what's going in, but only us going into us, not the outer world coming into us.
That's the truth. Mm. There's a quote from Thomas Keating: God's first language is silence. Everything else is a translation. So can we learn how to speak the language of our inner voice so that we can be in deep communication and what we are expressing comes from that place of inner knowledge?
So let us know how this process goes. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear what you are listening to, because it is going to elevate all of us to know what your truth is. So join our Facebook page, the Create Community Facebook page. Come and say hello. It is so supportive and loving in there. It's a big warm hug for you. Please write and tell us what you're feeling and experiencing. You can check out our website, www.thecreateseries.com. We have a bunch of exciting things. We have online videos that are for sale this month, the month of February, with the code, ready, all caps, save with love. And if you click that into our online video course, you will get 7 hours of video content at a beautiful little discounted rate for you this month. And we would love to share that with you. It is the expanded version of our chakra series that we are talking about on this series on our podcast. So if you are digging the chakra work, you can go in and go much, much deeper with how to bring your idea into manifestation in this way.
Yes, and least we forget while we're expressing things, I'd like to express my desire to be in Paris, and it's going to happen so soon. We're weeks away.
I'm 2 weeks away.
I am already right now at this moment at a cafe with a croissant. I know we're supposed to be in the present, but everything in my soul is ready for Paris, and I would be so honored if you could be sitting with me at a cafe table so I could stare into your beautiful eyes and talk about all the heart things.
And, you know, Kristen and I are very good at Paris. We would like to say that Paris is our third best girlfriend, and we like to spend a lot of time with her, and we know what she likes, and we know where the good shopping is, and we know where the great dancing is, and we know where the beautiful art is, and we know where the handsome men are. So if any of that interests you.
I don't know if you're interested in that kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe you have some taxes to do. I don't know.
We friends have one spot left for our trip to Paris, and it could be you.
Will you get in my arms already, please? Please.
We are going to spend 3.5 days together in Paris, living pleasure and desire and purpose and activation. And we're doing this in the city of love and art and beauty and great food and great pleasure and all of the things you could ever want. So we would love to have you join us. We do have that one spot left. If you're interested, you can go onto our website under retreats, and you can take that last spot and be spontaneous. Listen to that inner voice. And if it is telling you to come, then come, and we will make magic happen.
I should probably add that we're going to be teaching naked the entire 3 days. Oh, sorry. That's a different retreat. But if you come to Paris, we'll tell you about the naked retreat.
I love that you just expressed yourself so beautifully.
Well, it was what I saw in my mind. My inner voice communicated a desire to talk about teaching naked, so I said it out loud because it brought me joy.
I love it when you follow your desires, and I will follow you down any rabbit hole you wish. That is what a good best friend does. So, friends, thank you for listening today. Have a beautiful week expressing yourselves, and we cannot wait to hear all about it.
If you want to know about the Create Workshop Series, you can go to
www.thecreateseries.com.
And if you want to know more about us, you can go to kristenhenge.com or
natalieroy.com.
And if you want to come to Create, you can go to
the Actors Green Room in New York City. And it is Sunday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And their website is www.theactorsgreenroom.com. And you can buy Create on demand if you don't live in New York City.
Woohoo!